Ain't nothing better than this. Ain't nothing better than this. What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Mangela. We are here in...
How come you always start?
Okay, you go.
It's not Knights at the Round Table.
You go.
Boss man. What's up, everybody? It's Mangela.
We are here in...
In the luxurious, the adventurous...
Amarillo, Texas, in a very nice, what hotel are we
in? Town Place Suites.
Town something? Place, shout
Which
out to Marriott.
Which is actually really nice, because I think it's a brand new building or something.
Yeah, so it is a nice building. And Amarillo, shout out to having an Outback, because I'm not going to lie, I'm not like, I think if you're a steak aficionado, you'll probably be really upset with me, but I really enjoy Outback steaks.
I do too. I like the seasoning on
it. I feel like they haven't missed for me.
Yeah.
Mind you, when we had our, when I did my, what is it called when I get married?
What?
When the guys go out.
When I get married. Bachelor party?
Yeah. All we did was go to a fancy steakhouse in San Jose. And I remember your cousin was like raving about it. Joe, he was like, this is the best steak. It's like $80 for the steak and we're going to treat you and blah, 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 blah. And I went and I literally, the thoughts in my head when I bit into it was, I wish this was an Outback steak because it wasn't awesome.
It wasn't flavorful.
For 80 some dollars. No, I was like, just give me the 20 buck ribeye from Outback.
Well, we enjoyed Outback last night here. We're just driving through Amarillo. We didn't actually plan to do anything here. And then we forgot to record in Santa Fe, which actually would have been a really great backdrop to record in Santa Fe because our hotel was so nice.
It was the Adobe style.
Adobe,
I think that's what it's called.
Style. I wanted to do like a photo shoot in this one area of the hotel because it was so like pretty. And then I forgot.
We didn't do anything but chill in Sedona, which was, I mean,
Santa Fe. But I liked it because it felt like we were camping because the hotel was like little casita style adobe casitas and the property was like 6 acres. There's these beautiful trees all over and a lot of the casitas had fireplaces so you can smell the firewood. It smelled like campfire. So I felt like I was camping, like I was a kid again.
And the beautiful thing was the location. Apparently, all the restaurants that we looked up, they were really dope. We're a walking distance away. Mm-hmm. What? Let's say the name of it in case anybody ever goes to... What was it called?
Oh, I gotta look it up.
Was it...
You talk, I'll look it up.
Pozole?
Pozole, that's soup!
Pasable. It was super dope. It was downtown Santa Fe. And we were literally like a 3-minute walk to this dope breakfast spot. We were a 3-minute walk to this.
It's called La Posada de Santa Fe.
I was close.
Tribute portfolio resort and spa.
La Posada. La Posada.
And it's haunted.
They say it's haunted. We didn't see anything, but.
I mean, yeah, we didn't see anything, but the story, legend has it.
They built a hotel around this mansion. From the Staub family, mm-hmm. who were merchants, and they built this big 3-story mansion. The 3rd story caught on fire, so they literally kept the 2 stories and then built the hotel around it, but they still kept the house in the center.
And in it. So the house in the center, the legend has it, is that she... The wife, Julia Staub, she lost her 7th child and she went into a deep depression and went to her room pretty much for the rest of her life and until she died in her 50s. And then they say her ghost roams the hallway of the 2nd floor where her room was and the bar area downstairs. So the mansion in the middle is now where you check into the hotel, the restaurant, the bar, and there's a couple of rooms that you can actually stay in on the 2nd floor. And they can actually rent out her room to people, which I did not know that. I might have requested it.
I would not have stayed there. I would have got a second.
Yeah, but it was super cool. And it's just fun to know like history about the place. Like, I don't want to actually experience a ghost haunting us and like flickering the lights on and off and stuff like that. I don't want to experience that. But I like to know that, there's a ghost on this property. Yeah.
Not I, said the cat.
Yeah. And then we had a good French dinner.
Which is my favorite food.
P.S. I wanted New Mexican cuisine because we were in New Mexico. But Manny was like, oh, New Mexico? Let's eat French.
French is my favorite food. And it was quite delicious. We had cordon bleu.
It was good.
We had, I had duck, which is rare because you can't get duck everywhere, which is one of my favorite meals. Little note about me. If I go to a restaurant and they serve sea bass, duck, or lamb.
That's what he's going to get.
That's what I will be getting because it's rare that you get those places that actually feed you that kind of stuff.
Yeah, it was delicious. And I was really excited about this coffee shop that was called Holy Spirit Espresso because sometimes when I drink coffee, like a really good cup of coffee, in the first sip it like ignites my body and like I feel joy and I feel like hope. It's weird, like I'll sip good coffee and I feel hope in my body and I go, ooh, it's the Holy Spirit, like I'm drinking the Holy Spirit, like that's what it feels like. And then I found this coffee shop in Santa Fe called Holy Spirit Espresso and I was like, oh my god, I'm going. And it's like owned by this one guy and it's just this little tiny cubby hole in the wall and you go and you get yourself an espresso. And I get there and he has a handwritten sign in the window that says, sorry, I'm in need of much needed rest, so I'm taking February off. So I didn't get to have any Holy Spirit.
Isn't that dope, though, for somebody to be so aware of themselves? It's kind of like what you did this past year.
Yeah.
Knowing your body and knowing that you need some time off. And I wonder, because you said it was a really small shop. So I'm sure there was something that was like, maybe there's some fear of like missing out on a whole month worth of money to take a break. But I wonder where he was at to where he.
Well, now it's March, so I can call and ask him, hey, I just missed you by a day.
Hey, we did the same thing. We took a year off.
Why did you take your break? Just curious.
I feel like it's so necessary to know your body like that, to know when you have to take a break.
Self-awareness
and
is very important.
In order to like regroup, come back stronger.
Self-awareness for when you need a break, when you need rest, when you need food so you don't get hangry. If you need a nap, if you need to walk away from a situation, from a conversation, step away from a party because social anxiety, whatever it is, it's about knowing your body and knowing what you need and giving that to yourself.
I think that's why we didn't do anything in Santa Fe, because I literally felt like I just wanted to be lazy and chill.
Yeah.
And
it
was
a nice place to do that. And we met a nice lady.
Yes, Janet, who happens to be a designer, an interior designer. She designed this crazy house in El Paso, where she lives, which we have an invitation to go. We met her son, Ryan, first.
Yes.
Who has a beautiful dog named Fred.
And Fred and Bonzo was running around the resort, zoomy.
Hit it off.
Doing death-defying tricks.
Then we bump into his mom at a Mexican breakfast place, which is why I went there in the morning, because I got French, then you got your Mexican place.
That's right.
And then we end up bumping into Fred again.
I recognize the dog. We were walking up and I go, is that Fred? And she started laughing. She goes, yes.
She was such a sweet woman.
I recognize a dog.
And we have this hour-long conversation on architecture, interior design.
We talked about architecture.
Interior design.
There's real good architecture in Santa Fe.
It was really good. She was cute. We had the same kind of ideas for houses and we exchanged information. She was so cute.
Her.
Yeah. Later on, she was like, I love your music. So she went and she checked it out.
Overall, I was a fan of Santa Fe. Even though we didn't do much, it felt good. The energy felt nice. It felt good.
I'm not a fan that I scratched my rims.
Oh, yeah.
Leaving.
And you said a big F word.
I dropped a big F bomb. No man likes scratching their rims. Women, I don't think you guys care, but us men,
oh, man.
You don't have to take care of it.
I just go, oh, man. And then you go, ah! And then me and Bonzo were all like this.
It's very upsetting. Like when it's a nice car with nice rims, it's very upsetting. That's why I can't have nice shit. Cause I feel like I think about sometimes like I want to get really nice stuff, but I don't feel like I'm the type of person that is okay with that nice stuff messing up.
Yeah. I agree.
Like, I really want to get an old car and turn it into, like, this is total Porsche talk, but there's Gunther Works and then there's Singer Porsches, right? So you get an old car and it costs about $500,000 to make these cars this amazing, unique thing. It's like $500,000 to like $600,000-$700,000. And I really would like to do that one day as a goal.
You would actually drive it?
Yeah, but that's the thing. That's what I'm trying to say. Like,
hell no.
If that thing got messed up,
if somebody rear-ended you,
I feel like I would lose all salvation. I would feel like God has cursed me, and I would be so angry.
Don't do it.
But I think that's just, I don't understand why I'm like that.
That's why I don't wear like super nice shoes.
Yeah, you don't take care of your shoes.
I don't take care of my shoes. Like, they get scuffed up, and their shoes, they hit the ground. They're on the floor.
I will no longer buy white shoes that cost more than $150, maybe $200, because they get dirty easy.
Also, on a last note, I just want to say my lips are very chopped. This winter weather driving across the country, my lips are so chapped right now, and I like just do chapstick, like all day long chapstick. I need to drink more water, I think.
We are deficient in water.
Yeah.
Hey, let's ask some of those questions. We're going to ask a couple questions because we usually do this on Mandela's. Those good old relationship questions. I want to answer a couple. Hit me with one.
Okay. Manuel. Would you prefer living in the countryside in a town or a big city? And why?
Ooh.
Like, if it was not like we have a house in the city, we have a house in
that's
the town.
The only way.
Like, we have a house and whatever. You had to pick one for the rest of your life.
Then it would be the big city.
Of course.
Yeah, because I need to be where it's at. I need to be in the mix. But that's tough. That's tough. That is very tough because I love Christmas. It's my favorite holiday. And Christmas time in small towns is amazing. The roads around small towns are great for driving. You know what I'm saying? City driving is not awesome, and I love to drive, so I hate that question.
I got a good one. I hate that question. Is that
stupid?
What you said?
Yeah, it's dumb.
Okay. What untrue thing did you believe for an incredibly long time?
What untrue thing did I believe for an incredibly long time?
Santa. Just kidding.
No, a deep thing?
Sure. Might as well.
Well, I believe the whole swimming thing, you shouldn't go swimming after you eat.
Oh, that's funny.
Which I think is a thing. I don't think you should do any kind of heavy exercise. I did believe the sitting too close to the TV thing for a long time.
Which still,
I think it's still a real thing as well.
I don't know. I still don't want to sit too close to a screen. What is one untrue thing that I believed for a really long time? That I could do something to earn God's love.
Yeah.
That
I that
could,
is, yes. That
I
is.
Could be, if I could be better, then he would love me more.
I think I took a long time realizing that too. I think I took my first 8 years of being saved trying to earn God's love. Or be good enough. 8 long years. Only to find out at the end of the 8th year that I wasn't good enough. Which is, I think it's one of those things that we do. And it's really because there's, you know, how else do you measure a standard? And we're so adamant about making sure that we can put things in the right boxes. I was talking to a fan that commented on the video of Kat on the Knights episode, and there was a fan going back and forth, and this is what I determine about people. A fan going back and forth because she used the term sensual.
Oh, yeah.
Talking about babies.
Uh-huh.
And knowing that we explained it 3 different times.
Yeah.
Sensual has more than one meaning.
Sensual
it
is
means
using your senses.
Using your senses, being intoxicated
sense
by
smell.
Your senses. This person refused to believe. She refused to be okay with the way we use the word sensual. And at the end of the day, she just was like, nope, I'm not going to be okay with this being used, referring to a baby. And I realized, man, people are just going to, they're going to always believe what they want at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. And it just doesn't matter. It doesn't matter your intent. It doesn't matter what you're trying to say. It
even
just
when
matters
the definition
how they say it.
Of the word.
It can literally be, she just didn't care. She didn't care how we used it.
Yeah.
So it's funny how we as humans need that. And I only bring that up because we do the same thing to ourselves. It doesn't matter how much the Bible says that we are saved by grace. Yes, works are a great, it's a great, how do you say, way to determine on whether or not somebody believes what they say. Because if you say you love someone and you literally treat them like crap, then your actions don't back up what you say. So I understand that side of things. But when it comes to what you're trusting in, it's almost like it's too good to be true. So grace isn't really something that we can believe. But we can believe this standard of how we judge each other. If you're good enough, then that means we're able to put you in the good column and it makes us feel safe. And we do that with everything in our life. We measure it up from music to TV to friendships to people. We need to put one in the good and we need to put some in the bad. So that way we can live a quote unquote holy life.
Yeah, babe.
But anyways, that went a whole nother place.
Yeah, you needed to get off your chest.
Oh, but no, it's a good question. I think anyways, we're going on to Oklahoma City tonight.
Yes.
Which will be,
hopefully we'll see our friend Jonathan Martin.
I feel like Oklahoma City has good steak. I don't know why I think that.
Messaging me some restaurants to check
really?
Out. Yeah, I got to look them up.
So maybe we should stay there 2 days. We'll figure it out. We'll check in Oklahoma City and let y'all know what we thought, what we did.
Mm-hmm.
The good people we meet, the good food we eat. Hey.
Hey.
That should be our slogan for this trip.
That's our slogan for the trip. Say it again.
The good people we meet, the good food we eat. We should make that a goal, to meet one good person and to eat one good meal.
And then we check in on here. We go, there was not one good
not
person.
Not one in Oklahoma City. No, we're going to do that. We'll let you know. Santa Fe was Janet. Shout out to Janet. If you ever hear this, Janet, we are staying at your house when we go to El Paso. I want to see this compound that you have.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Fred and your son, Ryan.
Yes.
Shout out to everybody who's listening. Share, like, subscribe. We appreciate you guys. And we'll talk to you soon.
Bye.